Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Jason Thompson.
I'm Calvin Baker.
And this is Creativity Wasted. Did you do Boy Scouts when you were a kid?
No.
So I did it for a while, like 3 months. And what happened was, well, let me get into that later. So there's been scandals lately about how Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts are two separate things and they want to let girls into Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
And so I thought, instead of having Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, what my idea is basically to have boys and girls together and have like a series of themed scout groups for like a topic.
All right.
Almost like a career training or something for kids. So it would be like something that sort of relates to a career or a useful life skill. Yeah. And it would also have to have stuff that kids can do to get little like badges and like a little like progression towards a goal that kids can do. And then it would have to have some sort of fun trip or a fun event. So I thought maybe we could riff on like different themes of like scouts. So I'll start with a couple. So one of them I thought, so like Boy Scouts now, I would categorize that as like wilderness survival scouts.
Yeah.
You learn to tie knots, you go camping, you learn like survival skills, picking berries and starting a fire with sticks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think there should also be like apocalypse survival scouts. Apocalypse would probably be nuclear war. So it would teach you about like the different types of radiation, like what to do, like if the bombs hit, you'd want to do the duck and cover, but then after that, you'd want to walk outside to see if the building you're in is on fire, because then you have to find a building that's not on fire, and you got to find it before the radioactive dust starts raining down in like 10, 15 minutes. And then like, how long do you got to shelter? How do you keep the radioactive dust from getting into the building? And like, there's different things you could do with that. Like teach them how to radiation proof a basement. They could go to like a bunker thing, like a survivalist thing. It'd be some overlap with the outdoor survival scouts.
And this for both boys and girls?
Yeah. So like a nuclear, because it'd be good if some people knew what to do in a nuclear war. They'd teach you like where your local bomb shelters are, which sometimes they're in like the basements of high schools even.
Yeah.
So that would be easy to take them there, so they would know what to do if the bombs went off. And then there could be like Girl Scouts, it's kind of like home ec scouts, like domestic, like they teach you how to bake things and make like quilts and like, I don't know exactly what Girl Scouts do. They sell the cookies and
that's all I know. Yeah.
Actually, I have a story about Girl Scouts, because my mom was a Girl Scout leader. And so a few times, not a lot, but a few times I had to tag along with the Girl Scouts as a young boy, because my older sister was in the Girl Scouts and my mom was the thing and my dad was off working.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did a couple of events with like the older girls, the Girl Scouts. I remember making like a gingerbread man or something, and we were doing that like in the school. Like they would meet like after school in like the empty school in like a cafeteria. They would do the indoor stuff there.
Yeah.
And I remember my first day of middle school, my art teacher, Miss, I remember her name. She's one of like the five teachers I remember the name because of this event. She looks at me, she recognizes me. She's like trying to put her finger on it, and she's, I know you from somewhere. And then she's thinking and thinking, oh, I know you from Girl Scouts. Cue the whole class laughing at me.
Yeah, that would Be a day to remember there. Jeez.
So that's my Girl Scout story. But a lot of times they would let me like play outside in the playground alone, like basketball hoops. So I don't know a lot of what the Girl Scouts were doing, but yeah, a lot of cooking and baking. And like, I remember they got badges for everything, like and they were so easy to get. And I was in Boy Scouts for like 3 months. I didn't get a single badge.
No.
And they basically, the instructors didn't teach us shit. They like, one time they brought in like a rope and they were like, they didn't teach us. They were like, oh, learn the rope things, do it on your own. They didn't even have enough rope for like all of the kids to have their own rope. And it's like, we never went camping.
Yeah.
And we heard that there were two Boy Scout groups in my grade, and the other crew went camping. Like the guy's dad was the thing, and they like did stuff. And we said, oh, we want to go camping. We want to do something. And they said, no, like none of the parents, they just wanted to like use us as like a babysitting thing.
Yeah.
And so we all just quit en masse, like the whole troop. We all just quit. Yeah. Like, fuck you guys. Fuck you parents. Not teaching us anything. Didn't get a single badge. We all quit en masse.
Yeah.
But those were my Scout stories. But so my other ones, I had like a video game themed one where you could teach some kids how to program video games with like video game editors.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure what the trip would be for that. Maybe go to a local game studio or talk to some local developer. Go somewhere where they have omnidirectional treadmills and VR gaming things.
Yeah.
And then they could have prepare kids for careers that don't exist yet. Like, so eventually, like, they're going to be like sending people up to space.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they could have like a scouts thing. So like, okay, we're going to send 500,000 people to Mars in 2045.
Yeah.
So you kids who are 10 now, you're going to be what, 30? You're going to be of age by the time we have the technology.
Yeah.
So we're going to prepare you now. We're going to take you to the thing that spins you really fast.
Yeah.
And like teach you like space survival, like oxygen tanks and like whatever they've got.
See, I definitely think there should be something like that. Yeah. Because a couple years of college, when you're already that old, you know, you're already wasting time, man. The knowledge is easier to learn, I think, when you're youth and become second knowledge or secondhand. Just do it.
But yeah, and it could like for that. So that could be like the base knowledge. So like you'd have that like space survival things. And then you'd also have to become like a scientist or a doctor or somebody who, an engineer who would be useful on a space colony. So it would be like the scouts would teach you like the basics. Mm-hmm. And then you'd have to go to college to get the second skill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then you could have, what else did I put? I didn't like the idea of art scouts. I mean, you could teach kids to do art and take them to an art museum or something, but I think art shouldn't be taught in school, and it's a waste of time, and it's...
I wouldn't have passed then if it wasn't for art.
No, I don't like that. It's basically a way to, like, blow off time in school and like teach kids productive stuff and like
definitely.
I'm totally against teaching music in school. I don't think it helps to like rock bands, and like they don't benefit much from learning classical music.
I'm sure there hasn't been too much more improvement with all the money that's spent in musical classes as opposed. Now what's being made for music-wise that we're listening to is like, you think you would notice, oh, hey, that music class has really been playing off for these last couple decades that we're paying or whatever for public schools and all that. So, yeah, it'd be just eliminate that stuff and put the money towards stuff that needs to help you live. Yeah, do stuff. If you want to do the other stuff, do it on your own time.
Yeah, that's what the scouts would be for.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I guess if they have art scouts or music scouts, it would be more I would want to put something more like teach them how to use Pro Tools or whatever musicians use on their computers. Teach them how to synthesizers and whatever the hell people use.
Yeah.
Multi-track editors like I used to edit the podcast, like Audacity.
Mm-hmm. I was going to, before I forget about the Girl Scouts, I was just watching a thing that one of the best ways to launder money would be is to buy up Girl Scouts cookies and just give them fake money because they're only little girls. They're not checking the money. Seeing
how you'd resell them. Yeah, how would you unload the Girl Scout cookies?
Well, either that or just getting change. So you'd buy, you know, like $2, but then you just give them a fake $100.
Oh, you just get enough to eat for yourself.
Or just, you wouldn't, you're laundering buy, the cash.
You wouldn't buy like crates of them and try to make a living off of this scam.
You can maybe do that too.
Repackage them as cookies that you sell in a store.
Exactly.
They're not called Thin Mints anymore. They're called Auntie Millie's mint chocolate chip with a totally different package.
Tom Walmer's chips.
Yeah. You have any ideas of like a themed scouting topic?
I was thinking that one that could be, you know, like a street smarts, like, you know, how to live if you're living in the ghetto, you know, or even just living in a small town, you know, there's different things that you're going to have to learn.
How to street fight.
Yeah.
How
to make a shiv, you know, or
just how maybe to avoid like, cops.
Maybe a Boy Scout class to help you if you do go to prison. Prepared straight. Prepared crooked or whatever. it could be. I think should be definitely more stuff like a skills training of different things that people actually need, because that's what I was just thinking about that the other day. Like how long did you have to learn to know how to the difference between Miss MS or Mrs. MRS or Miss MISS? And like I had to learn that, and I always thought I was stressing out. Oh my God, I'm going to get this wrong and I'm going to do this and I'm not going to get it right. But I've never used Miss or Mrs. in any of my spellings. So stuff like that is just a waste.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, do people even use that terminology anymore?
I know, especially with, you know, genders, you know, you want to dare even say someone is a Miss or Mrs. or, you know, you just say, hello.
You know? They. Yeah. You just use they is like the word for everything.
Yeah.
Yes. If you don't know, you say they.
Yeah.
For one person.
Or they said, wouldn't be able to have a calculator in your pocket, so don't get used to that. And where did that learn us, you know? So we wasted a lot of time with crap as opposed to stuff that you really need.
Yeah, I had health scouts like teaching you like how to lose. They could put the fat kids in there.
Yeah.
Teach people how to lose weight, nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Or even helping like Heimlich maneuvers and doing stuff like that. Or popping
pins,
popping joints back into place.
Yeah, that'd be fun as a kid. If it was like, yeah, I wonder if they have, because there are people who can pull their joints out of place. I wonder if you could have like a real person who just pops it out.
Yeah.
Okay, next kid, boom, pop it back in, and then he pops it out. Next kid, boom, pop it back in.
Yeah. Or even big dummies with some limbs that are just, you know.
Yeah, you could have, yeah, it'd have to be dummies probably. You'd have like the, I don't know if you'd call him a gimp. You'd have like the training gimp for the scouts. I guess you wouldn't call him that.
Yeah.
Dummy. Training dummy. Real life training dummy. Yeah, what else could you have? You could have one for like the stock market. That would have been nice. Could have saved me some money.
Yeah.
Teach people how stocks will do when the market tanks. You could even do a sports one.
Yeah.
So it's like a like a sports training thing.
Or even, let's say, like a NASCAR, because I'm not even, or car stuff, you know, because I don't know much about cars, but there would be a nice class that you could learn how to, oh, this is what a 350 engine sounds like, or I see, I don't even know what to say that would sound like. I know what I'm talking about with cars, but you could just take this class and then learn about all the cars and what makes the carburetor work and this and that and what belts you need to check and this and that. And
except it's all going to be obsolete in 10 years when it's all EVs.
Yeah.
But yeah, mechanic scouts definitely would be one.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of mechanic. There's also, I mean, not just cars. There's big rigs and tractors and other motors of like stamping machines and factories and whatnot.
Or lawnmowers and just motorcycles and all that stuff too.
Yeah. Any shows you want to plug?
I'm doing Bahala. The 11th, I'm doing something in Muskegon. It's supposed to be 20 minutes. First time trying to do 20 minutes. You got to do 20 minutes and can't leave. Otherwise, they're going to hit you with baseball bats or whipple ball bats, I'm told. Yeah. Then the 29th is that Little Darlings.
Yeah, I'll let you go.
All right.
Good luck on the 20-minute show. I definitely want to hear how that went.
What are you doing? What do you got going up?
Oh, on club on Sunday in Ypsilanti. I'm doing the strip club thing on the 15th. Adesanya on the 16th. I'm doing a string of Grand Rapids shows, 2021-22. It'd be Garage Bar on Monday, Tip Top on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I'm doing the Kalamazoo Final Gravity.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.